What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, September 27th, 2017. Hump day, middle of the weekday, starting that long, slow glide down to Pow on a Friday. And hopefully what will be a quiet weekend. We sure could use one around here. But it just seems like the further along we go, the more insane the world is becoming in general. Can't even point your finger at it and say, this is what's going crazy, that's what's going crazy. It's all going crazy. It's very frustrating to watch it all happen. Anyway, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. So let's get right to it. Remember last Friday, the Associated Press reported that the Department of Homeland Security had notified 21 states that their election systems had been targeted by malicious cyber actors. And the states and the corporate media quickly jumped to the conclusion that this was Russia. We finally had the proof that Russia was meddling with the election, even though the Department of Homeland Security said they didn't know who had been doing the hacking, said the identities of the perpetrators were inconclusive. And we know how hard it is to frame somebody. The CIA's got a unit that frames other nations for false flag cyber attacks. And so apparently today, the Department of Homeland Security has started notifying some of these states like Wisconsin and saying, in point of fact, Russia had nothing to do with it. So the 2016 election was hacked just from much closer to home. And it's rather interesting that the corporate media is still going on and on about Russian hacking. And they're not commenting about all those people in Massachusetts who drove across the border into New Hampshire. Took advantage of the same-day registration, registered, voted for Hillary Clinton, and skedaddled back to Massachusetts. And they had lied when they said they had moved into the state of New Hampshire because none of them applied for a New Hampshire state driver's license. And then we have all the illegals who've been caught voting, all the dead people caught voting, ballots that disappeared, machines that malfunctioned. There is a massive election problem in this country, and it's got nothing to do with Russia, but that's the narrative. It's all Russia's fault. We have an honest, wonderful election system. And it was so weird because middle of last year, Obama was out there. So when Trump first said, I'm concerned about hacking on the election, and Obama came on out and said, it's impossible to hack American elections. And then, of course, as soon as Hillary Clinton lost, she said, oh, the election had to be hacked. Jill Stein said the election had to be hacked. We need an investigation. And then when they actually started investigating, we got the head of the ACLU, the NAACP, coming on and saying, no, don't investigate the elections. It'll be racist to investigate the elections. Now, Robert Mueller is in a bit of a corner. He was brought in to be the hatchet man on Donald Trump and his people trying to find some connection to Russia, ignoring Hillary Clinton's Uranium One deal and all the millions of dollars of Russian money that flowed into the Clinton Foundation. Mueller's job is to get Trump. We got to get Trump. And he's getting desperate. He can't find anything. And the more he and his staff are investigating, the more is coming out about the illegal spying by the Obama administration, presumably for the benefit of Hillary Clinton. And it really is past the time for this man to be let go. And I noticed even Fox News was saying it's really time for Trump to fire this guy. Roger Stone is out there saying that Robert Mueller is going to try and manufacture a crime against Paul Manafort. They're just going to come up with something, anything, that they can go after him with and splash all over the media. See, there was collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign, which is hypocritical when you consider just how much the United States has interfered with elections in other countries. And they're making a big deal over Russia interfering with our internal politics, even though they can't find much in the way of evidence of it. And yet Israel is just openly interfering with our internal affairs and internal politics, and everybody seems to think that's just fine. Little bit of a hypocrisy. double standard going on there. Now, the House Judiciary Committee has renewed their calls for a second special counsel, saying that there are unaddressed matters that are outside the scope of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. And what they're talking about are, of course, indications that Loretta Lynch and James Comey were working to protect Hillary Clinton, especially the recent allegations that former FBI Director James Comey had literally written a letter ending the investigation into Hillary Clinton before interviewing 17 key witnesses as well as Hillary Clinton herself. This does need to be looked at. Remember when Comey got up there on TV and he went down the laundry list of Title 18 felony violations committed by Hillary Clinton, and then he said no reasonable person would prosecute because she didn't mean to do wrong, except that if you've actually read Title 18, intent is not required. Negligence and carelessness in exposing classified information to potential enemies is a Title 18 violation, and it carries fines and prison time. And it's not the job of the FBI to recommend charges be filed or not. That's the job of the Attorney General. So that does need to be looked into. And it is rather amazing to see the swamp, the deep state, struggling so hard to protect Hillary and James Comey and Loretta Lynch and the rest of the narcocracy while sicking their little terrier, Mueller, on Donald Trump's ankle. Now, we're going to do a little shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And as you know, California Representative Dana Rohrabacher went over to Great Britain, to the Ecuadorian embassy, and he met with Julian Assange, who showed him information proving that the DNC emails were leaked, not hacked, and Russia had nothing to do with it. And Dana Rohrabacher's been trying to get to Donald Trump to present this information to him and talk about a possible deal for a pardon for Julian Assange. And we're hearing that White House Chief of Staff Kelly is blocking Representative Dana Rohrabacher. This is a member of the House of Representatives on official business. And apparently Trump is surrounded by people who are carefully filtering what he sees, because last Sunday, reporters actually asked Trump about what was going on with Julian Assange and this evidence, exculpatory evidence that shows Russia didn't hack the DNC emails. And Trump basically came off like he'd never heard of any of this stuff. So Trump is literally cocooned within the White House. He's being controlled by his advisors, all those generals. And they're just giving him this false reality, this matrix, this red pill of the world, or the blue pill, rather. And Trump is making decisions based on this illusion crafted for him, not on what is really going on in the world, and that is an incredibly dangerous situation. Trump needs to develop some outside information sources. Now, you're probably familiar with the legend of King Arthur and Merlin the Magician. And even though Arthur and the historical basis for Merlin lived in tremendously different times, over time in the legends retelling, they sort of got merged together. We saw the same thing with Robin Hood and Maid Marian and all the rest of that. They evolve over time. But there's an interesting metaphor about power politics in the legend of King Arthur. Because King Arthur, like Donald Trump, was surrounded by his knights who had a very strong vision of what the world should be. But King Arthur had Merlin, and Merlin's value was that he could operate at any level of society. He was perfectly comfortable and welcome within the court itself, but he could walk out of the castle, and he could talk to the merchants and the farmers and find out what was really going on in the country and bring it back to King Arthur. And right now, Donald Trump needs a Merlin, because it's clear he has been cut off from the real world by those who are using him to further their own agenda. Speaking of agendas, somebody got hold of the 2014 Clinton Foundation tax return. They took in $177 million in donations. They donated $5 million to charity. They spent $86 million donating that $5 million to charity and kept the $86 million change. But it's a nonprofit, so they're not paying taxes on it. Now, right there, these numbers tell you The Clinton Foundation does not qualify as a 501c3 tax-exempt foundation because all such organizations have to spend 51% of all donations have to go to the charity or purpose for which the foundation was created. And it wasn't all that long ago that we were hearing that the IRS was looking into this and possibly revoking the tax-exempt status of the Clinton Foundation. And clearly, based on these numbers, they should. And were they to do so, Bill and Hillary Clinton would become personally liable for all the taxes on all that money. But again, nothing is being done. The Clintons are untouchable. They're the heart of the narcocracy. They know where all the dead bodies are buried and how they got to be dead bodies. They're privy to the deep, dark secrets that could bring the entire government crashing down. Now, getting on over to the war zones, a Syrian Kurdish commander following the Kurdish independence referendum vote says the United States should stay in Syria during the post-Islamic State process, and they're ready to engage with Damascus. Damascus, surprisingly, came on back and said as soon as all of these terrorist groups are out of Syria and the U.S., Damascus is willing to talk about internal autonomy for the Syrian Kurds, which would put them on a par with the Iraqi Kurds, who have an autonomous state. So Syria's Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Walid Malam just pulled the rug out from underneath Israel and the U.S. agenda in Kurdistan. Because I think the Syrian Kurds are going to accept autonomy within Syria as opposed to trying to be completely independent and losing that war, which they're likely to do, even with U.S. and Israeli support. Now, over in Russia, their foreign ministry has issued a statement saying they support Iraqi territorial integrity amid the Kurdish vote. And the it's interesting to see the United States out there saying, oh yeah, let the Kurds be independent. They have a right to be independent, because certainly the United States' attitude was exactly the opposite when Crimea held an independence referendum and voted to split with Ukraine. And then it was the United States saying, we have to preserve the territorial integrity of Ukraine. And we refuse to recognize the independence referendum in Crimea. Therefore, by default, Russia has stolen the country. It's kind of a weird situation. And again, it's another classic case. There's no consistent foreign policy. They're just saying whatever they want to say to deal with the immediate situation. And for those Americans who are following along and paying attention, you can see how the foreign policy is flipping back and forth. There's no consistent thread to any of it. It's simply whatever gets the U.S. what they want, which is more land and more of other people's money. Now, Iraq has deployed troops in Kirkuk. And part of the reason is that Kirkuk is being claimed by the Kurdish secessionists, even though it is not part of the currently existing autonomous Kurdish region in Iraq. So if there's going to be a civil war over this, it's probably going to start there. It's probably going to kick off there. Now, Erdogan is looking at Israel's support for the formation of a Kurdish state, which will involve chopping off a little bit of Turkey. And Erdogan is not happy about that. And so he's threatening to halt steps being taken toward normalization of political relations with Israel if it does not end its support for an independent Kurdish state. Frankly, I don't think Israel will really care. But Netanyahu is the only leader in the region to support this referendum. Now, over in Iran, Secretary of the Expediency Council, Mohsen Rezaei, blasted the referendum in Iraq's Kurdistan region, saying this is all for Israel's benefit. They want to create a second Jewish state in the Middle East. And a lot of people have already spotted that. During the rallies for the independence referendum, a lot of Israeli flags. Israel's already committed to send 200,000 Israelis of Kurdish descent into the region. And Iraq doesn't want a second Israel. They have their hands full dealing with the one they've already got. Same thing with Turkey. Same thing with all the other countries in the region. They think it's a bad idea. And as one of the callers into the show indicated, this could be very obviously a stepping stone toward the Eretz Israel plan from the Nile to the Euphrates, because the Bible promised it to us. Actually, the Bible promised it to the Hebrews, not the descendants of the Khazars. Small little technicality there we should all keep in mind. Now, Israel is cheering on the Kurds. Yes, they've got autonomy. They're going for self-determination, and that's a good thing. And again, hypocrisy, double standard. The Palestinians want self-determination and autonomy and independence. Israel's not going to give that to them. It's another case of an inconsistent foreign policy betraying the hidden agendas. Here in the United States, Trent Franks, who's a member of the U.S. House of Representatives, introduced a resolution on Monday to convey Congress support for the Kurdistan region's independence. Now, it's just a symbolic gesture, but it is telegraphing that if it does come to conflict, the U.S. is probably going to go on in there. Any reason to get back into Syria and Iraq? Because even though the United States is clearly losing in Syria, they haven't given up. They still want Assad out. And maybe they know they can't win in Syria, just like they can't win in Afghanistan. The goal now is to not appear to have lost by just prolonging it as long as possible, no matter how much of other people's money it costs and how many of other people's children have to die for it. Now, turning over to Iran, the U.S. Joint Chiefs Chairman, General Joe Dunford, offered an unusually stern rebuke of the push to withdraw from the P5+1 deal with Iran. Testifying to the Senate Armed Services Committee, he confirmed the same thing IAEA is saying: Iran is fully in compliance with the terms of the deal. It is the United States that has reneged on the deal, because the deal was Iran would stop all work on nuclear weapons. They would ship their enriched uranium to Russia, and in exchange, the U.S. would lift all the sanctions. And not only did the U.S. not lift all the sanctions, they've added more sanctions on top of it. Another reminder that you can't take the word of the U.S. government at face value, which is something that Kim Jong-un over in North Korea is definitely taking to heart. Now, all is not bleak for Iran. Apparently, the head of France's Union of Rubber and Plastics is showing interest in training Iranian industrialists to make car parts for cars that will be assembled in France. And meanwhile, Iran just took delivery of two Franco-Italian ATR-72 passenger aircraft. So it's looking like more and more nations are just flat-out ignoring these U.S. sanctions. They're just going around, they're saying, really, this has caused so much economic harm. The U.S. seems to be sanctioning everybody these days. They've sanctioned Russia, they're sanctioning Venezuela, they're sanctioning North Korea, they're sanctioning Iran, they're sanctioning... And after a while, it gets tiresome. It gets very tiresome. Now, another example of how the U.S. isn't keeping their word. There's another treaty. And it was basically this convention for prohibition of chemical weapons, by which Russia and the United States agreed to destroy all their chemical weapons. And the U.S. agreed to destroy them all by April 29th, 2012. Russia just destroyed the last of their chemical weapons. The U.S. still has not. They've destroyed some of them, but not all of them. Quite a few of them remain. All right, we're coming up here on our first commercial break. We're going to do a couple of commercials, come on back. Then we're going to be talking about interesting things up in Afghanistan are going on. We'll be right back after these words. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, apparently, NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, along with U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis, arrived in Afghanistan, in Kabul, for an unannounced visit. But it looks like somebody got the word, because apparently 20 rockets struck the airport and surrounding areas. And Mattis is already out there saying, "This was an assassination attempt on me." I think Stoltenberg may have another view about it. But it looks like Afghanistan is not as pacified, to the U.S. point of view, as we've all been led to believe here. So let's talk about North Korea, because that situation seems to be heating up, even though it's not getting a lot of coverage on the corporate media. For some reason, it sort of got pushed off to one side by all this NFL taking the knee thing. And, of course, today they're talking about the GOP tax cut plan, and whether it's going to actually bring tax relief to ordinary people or if it's really just another giveaway to the corporate interests. And you can probably guess which way it's going to go. But Trump is out there saying that he is prepared to take devastating military action to end the tensions. Well, that is really not necessary. You could end the tensions by not having your warplanes and warships flying around and sailing around North Korea. There is no reason why these drills with South Korea and Japan can't be held someplace else in the region, like between South Korea and Japan, which would be more convenient for everybody. So if there's tension in North Korea, it is because of all the U.S. rhetoric, such as Donald Trump's U.N. speech, and this continued rattling of sabers. And that's what's created the tension. And so the U.S. has created a problem in North Korea, and they're going to use that problem to justify a military attack here. Now, interestingly enough, the Joint Chiefs Chairman is out there saying that despite all the bluff and bluster and everything going on, he has not seen any real shifts in North Korea's military posture. So it doesn't look like they're getting ready to do anything dramatic, although there is a report that they did move some radars and other defensive facilities to their eastern coast, where these U.S. bombers are flying back and forth. Now, the Joint Chiefs chair is also out there saying that at this point, you should assume that North Korea missiles can hit the U.S., Guam, Hawaii, Alaska, western half of the U.S., the Taipodong, too, if they can get that to fly, that can hit anywhere in the continental United States of America. And it's only a matter of time before they do have a nuclear warhead that will fit on it. And so intelligence officials believe that North Korea will be capable of hitting the United States with a nuclear weapon by late 2018. But remember, these are the same intelligence officials who were convinced the Soviet Union wouldn't have a nuclear bomb until the mid-50s, and they set one off in 1949. Now, they're sending the USS Ronald Reagan supercarrier to conduct more exercises off the Korean Peninsula. Really? Is there a specific reason why the USS Ronald Reagan has to be off the Korean Peninsula? It's more saber rattling, and that is increasing the tensions. And Ron Paul is right. If you want to defuse this situation, you back off all the threatening postures with the weapons. And remember, North Korea has done nothing to date other than test their defensive, their deterrent system. They haven't attacked anybody. They haven't nuked anybody. They have been firing test missiles, as Russia has been doing, as the United States does all the time. It is the United States that is taking a threatening posture toward North Korea. You don't see North Korean warplanes and ships sailing along our coastlines, do you? We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with a phone call after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to take a phone call now from Steve in Massachusetts. Steve, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I just want to talk to you briefly about what's happening with the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole thing smells fishy to me. It smells like, to me, it's more of the same division of American people. I think it's been hijacked. And I think they're trying to destroy, really, the one sport that unites all the American culture, you know, all the American people together, which is football, American.
I thought it was baseball.
It used to be baseball, but now it's football. You know, Americans get together all with their buddies, whether it be black or white, and they get together and watch a game of football. And you look now at what's happening over the past couple of days. You get fans burning the tickets to football, burning the jerseys. You know, they're going against the one thing that pretty much unites us, and I think it's been hijacked. That's just my opinion, but
I don't know. I'm in agreement with you. This came out of nowhere, and it just blossomed so fast. It felt to me like it was orchestrated. I'm trying to figure out what the real goal was, and I don't think it was necessarily more divide and conquer. I think it was part of this trying to sell the American people on the idea that our current government is obsolete, that it is racist, that it's full of white supremacists. And it backfired tremendously, and I think that's why it's starting to fade away already. And by the way, I'm not doing any more stories about the NFL on the radio show because I think it's a complete waste of time. But I think the reason people are agreeing with Donald Trump's war on the NFL, as I said yesterday, Americans may not like the way the federal government is running this country. According to Gallup, 71% of Americans do not think the federal government is doing a good job for the American people of the nation. But we still love our nation, and we love our fellow citizens, and we want our nation to be great again. We want to preserve our nation, our history, and our culture. And we're tired of all these attacks that are coming from all these different directions that are trying to trick us into surrendering our history. The latest one being this claim that the national anthem represents white supremacy.
Yeah, it's too much of a trend that's happening. It's a little too much to be a coincidence.
It felt contrived.
I feel like the flag doesn't represent the government, but the people itself. And if you go against that, you're pretty much going, regardless of what you think of the government, yeah, the government's doing a lot of bad things, but the flag unites us as a people.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, obviously, I'm critical of the government. I don't have a problem displaying the American flag. In fact, I got one over there on the other side of the room, hanging from a mast. And, because that flag doesn't represent the government. It represents the American people and the American nation. And when these athletes are disrespecting the flag, it's really disrespecting the American people and the nation, rather than what they claim to be protesting, which is police brutality and all the rest of it. But again, it felt contrived to me.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I just wanted to state that because, I don't know, it just smelled fishy to me. It really did.
Yes, I agree. Absolutely.
Okay,
all right, thanks an awful lot, Steve. We're going to let you go here. Speaking of contrived, story that came on out in Sputnik News, Trump says North Korea tortured Otto Warmbier beyond belief. Now, they're talking about this young man who was held captive, detained by the North Korean government for 15 months on suspicion of espionage, and he was returned home in basically a medically induced coma in June, and he passed away a few days later. And so now Donald Trump is out there saying North Korea brutally tortured U.S. student Otto Warmbier. And basically this is in response to a Fox News interview with Warmbier's parents. So this is more demonization. I put a Bex alert on this. More demonization. And let's be honest, after Abu Ghraib and Guantanamo and all that went on at all these various CIA clandestine torture sites around the world, the United States government lacks moral authority to question other countries' use of torture. But as it turns out, my Bex alert was justified because Otto Warmbier's parents, his father, Fred Warmbier, on the Fox and Friends interview, said that when his son was released, it, quote, looked like someone had taken a pair of pliers and rearranged his bottom teeth. They're the ones out there pushing this. He was tortured horribly. We're the victims here. But the Cincinnati Inquirer yesterday obtained the Hamilton County Coroner's Report, which reported that Otto's teeth were in natural and good repair. His body was well-developed and well-nourished. The coroner found a collection of 10 scars on his body, but they weren't scars that indicated he was tortured. The whole story is just, it's Saddam's nukes all over again. And how they got his parents to go along with it, we don't know, but they did. And they went on Fox and Friends and said, oh, North Korea is torturing the people. Well, so is the United States. Big deal. The U.S. set the precedent at Abu Ghraib. But as it turns out, the story is another fiction. How many more times are you going to have to be lied to until you understand everything coming from the federal government and the corporate media is just another lie? to get you to do what they want you to do, because that's all they know how to do. They can't run a country any other way than tricking you into doing what they want. They've been doing it for so long, they've forgotten any other way to run a society. Now, along with North Korea, and perhaps lost amid all the noise, tensions with China are still rising over the South China Sea, and now there is a new issue, if you will. The U.S. House of Representatives last August passed the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2018, and it included an item to allow the warships of the United States and Taiwan to dock at each other's ports. Okay, no big deal. Sounds good. The bill is going to the Senate for consideration. Apparently, it's expected Trump will sign the bill into law. Now, China is very upset because they consider U.S. military warships in Taiwan to be a move toward Taiwan independence. And they're saying that China will aggressively attack U.S. naval ships docking in Taiwan. Now, I don't think they necessarily mean going out there with the bombers. I think they mean aggressively attack this idea that U.S. warships will dock in Taiwan. It's a very symbolic moment in this long contest where Taiwan wants to be independent. And here you have Donald Trump saying the Kurdistan should be independent. Maybe he's going to say the same thing about Taiwan. But China is absolutely not happy about any of this. All right, let's grab ourselves a phone call. Ernest in Nevada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I wanted to make a statement about the NFL thing, but I just wanted to point out that as far as this North Korea setup that we're seeing, the other day you heard about how Fox was reporting that North Korea is manufacturing micro nukes, okay? And you also heard about...
Let's respond to that one. First of all, I didn't see that report. If I had, I would have been right on top of it. The idea of a micro nuke is something that comes out of movies. Okay, for a nuclear weapon to work, there has to be a minimum size of the uranium primer. That's called the critical mass. You can't go below it, or it simply will not work. Now, there was an idea of what was called a so-called suitcase nuke. It was a very big suitcase. All that was the primary out of a multi-stage thermonuclear device, where they would get rid of the outer casing, they'd get rid of the deuterium, tritium, secondary, the fusion pit, and they would just go with that smaller nuclear weapon as a primary, because that could be concealed in basically more of a crate than a suitcase. But this idea of micronukes, it's science fiction.
Okay. But this was reported in Fox, so to me that did associate with the suitcase bombs that we used to hear about. And also, they also mentioned another report how Long Beach was seen as a possible type of terrorist, where California was gearing up for something that might happen. Another setup
yes.
thing. And if we remember Long Beach, that has been a large portion of their docks have been under the control of the Red China since the 1990s.
Yes.
You know that, right?
Yes.
Okay, so to me, that sounds very, you know, highly, questionable. Why would Long Beach and Red China and all of that come up in the mix? I mean, that's pretty questionable to me. I mean, we already know that Clinton was president, that he finalized the deal to give Red China control of the Panama Canal, along with these ports in Southern California, like Long Beach. And he also gave North Korea nuclear technology, along with the missile technology guidance systems he gave to Red China.
Yes.
Why don't we hear that? I mean, are these guys like bulletproof or something?
Apparently, they have the information to blackmail the entire government. And like I said, it all goes back to that CIA gun and drug running operation out of MENA, Arkansas in the 1980s. And if the American people were forced to confront the reality that the biggest drug smuggler in the country is the government itself, the government would come crashing down. Nobody is going to want to obey a government that is itself engaging in the worst sorts of crime and bringing in these drugs and selling them to our children in the streets and now overprescribing them in the doctor's offices and the pharmacies.
Right. Yeah, there's a lot of things that they can blackmail each other on. They all know where the bodies are.
Yes.
Anyway, I did call about, I wanted to put in a word about the NFL, and I know you've heard a lot about the NFL, but...
Too much.
You know, just, yeah, okay, but you think Kaepernick himself, I mean, when he did that, he was already on his way out. He knew it. He was, his performance after the first year and a half was going down, and the reality is that he is not an NFL quarterback. He does not have the mental acumen to be a successful NFL quarterback. He was an athlete taking snaps. When they figured him out, when they adapted to what he his strengths and weaknesses, he could not adapt. Because to be an NFL quarterback, you have to be the memory of a accountant with mental sharpness and processing speed of a fighter pilot. You know, I mean, that's the whole thing is he didn't have that. Mentally, he was not fit to be a quarterback. But nobody says that. It's all about the race thing.
Yes.
So that's...
Yeah, well, I mean, professional sports is theater to a certain degree. I mean, obviously, football and baseball, you know, setting aside scandals like the Chicago Black Sox, you know, you're seeing an honest outcome of the game, unlike professional wrestling. But it's still all theater, and it's all pandering to the crowd. And, again, he may have realized because his career was coming to an end, somebody made him a deal and said, we're going to give you such and such money to kneel during the anthem. But like I told that other caller, it feels contrived to me. Frankly, I'm kind of sick of this whole NFL stuff myself right now.
Mike, but, you know, I believe that the NFL is on its way out. And not just because of that, but the whole thing about globalization is that the world sport, really, if you talk about football, it's soccer. It's not football. And that, this is part of the plan to, like that earlier caller said, to take away our national culture. And football is one of them. And the people that follow football the most are the people of our generation. This younger generation, they're not really football fans. That's why that, you know, this aside, I do believe that this sport is on the decline because the young people, they don't care about football. I mean, there's a few that are into the fantasy numbers, you know, their performances, but that's not really football. See what I mean?
Well, I think the younger generation is getting more and more into the virtual world with their computer games and real life like football and basketball and baseball. Yes, there are computer equivalents of it, but you look at some of the modern computer games, there's really no comparison. And so I think that's a factor as well. And, you know, people's tastes change with time. There was a time in my life when I was a big fan of synchronized swimming, but then my favorite team drowned and I lost interest.
Drowned? What do you mean drowned?
It's an attempt at humor.
Mike, you know, yeah, the thing that we have to, that really astounds me is that these people are reacting to individual single events that happen. We have a country of 320 million people, but if CNN puts up one incident of a black being abused, you got the whole country acting like it's a national crisis. That in itself.
Well, not as much anymore because hardly anybody's watching CNN. That's something you need to take into consideration. More and more people are coming to the internet, to the independent media, to find out what's going on. The ratings for CNN, MSNBC, NBC, CBS, ABC, all of those, PBS, NPR, they are in serious, serious trouble. Their viewership numbers are really, really low. And they're losing advertising revenues. They're running heavily in the red. And they're not the force for shaping the society that they were one time. They still like to think they are. They still like to pretend that they are as part of the illusion.
They are influencing the key groups that they want to influence. Is that it's like if one incident happens to a Hispanic or an Asian, they don't put it up there because they don't get the reaction they want. if one incident happens, like a Freddie Gray, they got the whole country, the majority
okay.
of the
Ernest, Ernest, I'm sorry to cut you off, but we're almost at commercial break. I want to point something out to you. Remember back when we had the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman situation, where George Zimmerman was on trial for the murder of Trayvon Martin, and for the whole week right. before the verdict came back, all of the corporate media, including CNN, was saying, if he's acquitted, there'll be riots all across the street. If he's acquitted, there'll be riots all across the street. And he was acquitted, and there were no riots. That shows you just yeah. how much influence the corporate media has lost in our society. They don't want to admit it. They don't want to lose you know, those high-paying jobs and everything. But they're not the influence they used to be. What we have out here on the internet is a distributed independent media where there are hundreds and hundreds of websites and online radio shows preserving and protecting a diversity of opinion so that people can listen to the various shows, read the various websites, and come to their own conclusions. That's the way media is supposed to work. Anyway, Ernest, we got to let you go and take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go back to the phones. Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Mike, your previous caller, I got to respond to him. Stop watching Fox News, please. No, it's not funny, Mike. They might say things that you might agree with certain, but remember the Iraq War? They are part of the same. They have their own agenda. They all follow the same script. Even, like, I like Tucker Carlson, but you can see they all read off a script. They all read off a script. They follow the agenda. They might have minor differences with the Democrats, but, you know, just look at the Iraq War. They peddled that thing. They had Saddam's bomb maker fake guy on after the war started, disappeared off the face of the planet. And the other guy, remember the fake CIA guy they had on there? I forgot his name, but they had that CIA
yes.
guy, and then all of a sudden they found out he wasn't real. You don't think they knew that? You know, people, please, stop watching Fox News. Do your own research. And you're right, Mike. There's a suitcase nuke is like the size of a crate, and it takes, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger and his son to carry it. Because those are made...
Well, not quite. The very smallest nuclear warhead that the United States ever developed was for a system called Davy Crockett. And it actually weighed just 51 pounds. And it's the smallest warhead possible, had a yield of about 20 tons of TNT. And it was remarkable for its size. But it was still very large. It wouldn't fit in a suitcase.
But that's the total weight of the unit, and then it wasn't at a mortar also, and you don't want to be shooting it off. Of course, I think the wind blows back at you. It's the worst.
Well, yeah, it had to be launched with a recoilless rifle or an artillery piece. They had a couple of different launching methods for it. They only ever really, I think, tested it a couple of times out in Nevada, and it was sort of seen as kind of impractical because there are cheaper ways to deliver 20 tons of explosive onto a target without having to build a nuclear weapon.
And I bet you all the guys, their hair fell out.
Well, certainly during I think it was the Upshot Knoll Hill tests, is when they set off a bomb in the desert and had an army squad march into the breach to see if they could exploit a breach in the enemy's lines created by a nuclear bomb. And, yeah, all those soldiers for the rest of their lives, the only protection they had were sunglasses, Ray-Bans. And for the rest of their lives, they had leukemias and cancers. And the attitude of the government was, as it is today with our returning veterans from the war, hey, bad things happen in war. This is what you signed up for, and we're not really responsible.
Hey, Mike, I watched the Ron Paul report. Everybody needs to watch that about the NFL thing. You talked about this, about how they militarize NFL, NASCAR, gets over $100 million to indoctrinate you to be militaristic, to be for that war. You know, that's why the Pentagon funds, you know, gives money to the NFL. It's not to, hey, we have pride. They're doing that, so they want you to sign up to go fight in there just to justify their wars. Thanks,
well,
Mike.
It's a little more. You're welcome. It's a little more subtle than that, and I'll comment on that when we come back from station identification.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.